Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is time to ready, steady, learn. And joining us in the studio this morning, Victoria Brownlee and Penelope Jones. Hello there. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. How's it going?
Well, very good, thank you. Good time of the year to be a student.
Certainly is.
You would think so, but we're doing this, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't get time off at all. You guys are both majoring in politics and international relations here at the beautiful University of Auckland. And you just finished your fifth year doing what? To that.
Yeah, so we're both politics students conjoint with law honours. So we're getting to the end of a very long road.
Fancy that!
Yeah. Starting to get itchy feet now.
Okay, so, you're sick of reading books, you're sick of sitting in this university, you want to get out there, you want to go, you want something to happen, and boom, shakalaka, you guys were chosen as the co-directors of the United States Leadership Tour 2018. That sounds very exciting.
It certainly is.
It's very exciting.
and exciting too, if you do want to get out of being at the university, you can go and continue on the learning elsewhere. And in this case, the United States of America.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of the rationale behind the tour, is to allow students to learn outside the traditional classroom context, to actually get out there and see what it's really like.
And the best part is we get to bring it back all to the University of Auckland, who has supported us throughout our entire degree. So it's a pretty good deal.
It's facilitated by the United Nations Youth NZ. What's that?
United Nations Youth is an educational charity that's about teaching Kiwi kids all about foreign affairs and kind of encouraging people to be global citizens. Mm.
And so, do you guys know about that sort of, like, does that hate why you started doing this 5 years ago or not?
Not really, to be honest.
Part of the Youth and UN?
Yeah, so we kind of have different stories. Mm. For me personally, I knew about United Nations Youth as a first-year student, and I always wanted to get involved, but I was just so busy with everything else, I'd never really had a chance. And then finally, when I got to my fifth year, it felt like the right time, and this opportunity came up, and everything just sort of fell into place, and now I couldn't really be any happier.
Woohoo!
And for me, I started when I was a year 12 student. I loved it. The sorts of people at these sorts of events, they weren't really at my school. Went on for, 2 years, then I started uni and actually got swept up by AUSA and kind of went in that direction. But I'm coming back now to the organisation and
right,
I'm very happy.
Right. Good to have you back.
Yeah.
So you go, there's going to be 3,000 people at this thing, which is in Boston.
Yes.
When are you going there?
So we leave on January 21st. We go to San Francisco, Washington, D.C., New York. Then we're off to Boston to compete at the Harvard National Model United Nations. And then we stop in Hawaii on the way home.
Okay. Merry Christmas. When does it happen?
When does it happen?
Yeah.
When, the conference or
when,
the
when do you, when do you go off and do that?
January 21st.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Six weeks away.
Wow, cool. And so when you're over there, you when you get over to meet with all these people, what sort of people are you meeting with and discussing what sort of things?
Well, we're interested in foreign affairs sort of broadly defined. So within that, we've got climate change organisations, we've got diplomats, we've got US politicians. So it's a very wide range of organisations. Our delegates...
She's going to rock in there and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, our delegates, their degrees range from politics, law, commerce, engineering. We have everything. So
Don't forget physiotherapy.
Yeah, we've even got
a physiotherapy. I was going to say, physiotherapy?
It's good to see it.
It's finally getting up with all the others. But so what do you mean you're just going to go there? So that people are going to welcome you there? They're not going to be too busy doing all that stuff?
Considering we've set up meetings with them, I would definitely hope they would welcome us.
But you're going to get there and go, so... What's it like? What's going on? And they're going to go, okay, well, we're some people from New Zealand. Do you travel as a group with other people, the other people that are over doing the Model United Nations thing? Or?
No. So we're just traveling with our delegation. So the 14 delegates, the top students that we're taking from all over New Zealand.
How many?
14.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And us two as co-directors. So we're on our own, but I'm not worried.
I'm sure we'll be fine. Don't worry about that. Do you need money? Do you need a hand getting over there? I'm not going to lend you money, but I'm just saying.
We do. So obviously, it's an honour to be selected on this tour, but it's also hella expensive. the delegates are all paying about $7,500 each. Victoria and I pay $1,650. We do have a couple of sponsors on board, but it's always nice to get a couple more. We're all university students and, you know, it's hard paying your rent and putting petrol in the car.
Course.
Have you seen those petrol prices recently?
Yes, yes. Yes, I'd like to see an investigation into that, but they don't want to tell us anything about it. Hey, so and how can people help out there if they wanted to help? Just tuck a buck or two your way, you know?
Yeah, so we've got a whole sponsorship package going on. So we've got a bronze level, a silver level.
Oh, shit. Okay, hang on. I'm opening a can of worms here.
We are sorted. That, you know, we're offering general value and marketing through things like the US Leadership Tour jumpers with logos, which we'll wear on all intercity travel. You'll be surprised, there's lots of travel, 50 hours.
I like the way you've thought ahead to be Northern Hemisphere, you're going for jumpers.
Yeah.
how do people go to, where do they go to find out about that? Is there a website or a...
Yep, so you can head to the UN Youth website, just Google UN Youth New Zealand, or even better, email me. I would love to chat with you.
There you go.
usleadershiptour@unyouth.org.nz. You can't forget it. It's so easy.
What do you hope to come back with? What knowledge do you hope to bring back in your brains after this exciting trip overseas?
Well, I think there's a few things we hope to come back with. For me personally, I think why this tour is so important, it's about building a sense of attainability. Mm. I think for Kiwi kids who are growing up and who are interested in this industry, they're often told your dreams are too big.
So what is this industry?
Really Foreign affairs, international relations, and people who want to work for the UN and do all this really cool stuff. We've heard from previous co-directors that people come back and they feel like their dreams are actually realistic and can be achieved. And people go on to have these amazing careers.
You're staring humanity.
Yeah, so I want my delegates to come back and feel like, you know, it's okay to be different and you can do these amazing things and just go out there and be who you are.
And this trip will also reveal a whole lot of career pathways that we don't actually know too much about in New Zealand. Past delegates have gone on to do postgrad study at, you know, the Ivy Leagues, all that sort of thing. So we're going to learn about them and see what happens.
Where do you guys want to be in, like, 5 years' time?
That's a good question. So we're quite different, actually. Mm. I'm interested in peace and security, so I want to either work in international law or policy. Not really sure which one. Hopefully the tour will help me figure that out. But yeah, in some kind of major international organisation like the UN, that would be the dream.
Typical.
Yeah, basic.
I'm a bit different, so I'm interested in the law and policy surrounding healthcare. I'm currently working at the Office of the Health and Disability Commissioner, so very relevant in perhaps 5 years. I'd like to work for a DHB.
Awesome. Hey, well, good luck, guys. Have a great time over there and learn. And bring it all back and make us proud.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Nelby. Thanks, Victoria. All the best to you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.